So you know I'm obsessed with candles, right? Have you ever heard of massage oil candles? Okay, so get this. I always light candles when I'm enjoying a glass of wine with friends, and recently they were over and I lit 3 candles for my new line called Emily and Tony. My skin felt really dry, so I went ahead and poured some of it on my hands and I gave myself a quick massage. My friends were stunned that I did this and immediately were obsessed. And here's why. See, these candles are really aromatherapy massage oils that when warmed like a candle, they melt into the most luxurious body oil that is super hydrating, leaves your skin feeling and smelling amazing, and it's perfect for massaging your partner or yourself. You can use it during foreplay, and you know me, I'm a firm believer in foreplay. They come in delicious flavors like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. Not just that, they look great in your home. So help us keep this podcast free. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. And you're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to all of our shows. We've got hundreds of podcasts you can listen to. We've got blogs. We've got questions. We've got question and answers. We've got Q&As. And we will improve your sex life just by listening. So please come check out our site. And thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. It is Friday.
Yes.
Yes. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
A lot of people having sex this weekend, so I thought a good topic for the show today would be the female orgasm. We're going to break it down. We're going to dissect it. We're going to give advice if you can't have one. Because we got several emails this week from women, one age 16, one age 30, you never had an orgasm. And I thought, you know what? That's a sign. We got to tell women. We got to tell men. We're going to break down the orgasm. And we're going to be reading your emails from listeners and Sex in the News. What up, Menace?
What's going on? What's going on with you this weekend?
Oh, my God. I'm going to Michigan. For the 4th of July.
Really?
Yes. Going to Michigan to see the fam.
You're going to return as the superstar Bravo talent that you are.
I guess
so. And you're going to be mobbed by all the people of Michigan.
I don't think so. I don't know. We'll see. I'm doing actually a special screening of the Michigan episode. If people haven't heard, I'm on the show called Misadvised at 10 o'clock on Bravo Television on Monday nights. And this week's episode on Monday night is the scene where we go back to Michigan, is the episode we filmed in Michigan. So we're doing a big screening of the show of that episode in Michigan at a movie theater.
Really?
Yeah. Did I tell you this?
Oh, man.
So if you're listening now, you'll know because this is Friday, right? So you can still come Monday.
Man, I wish I was out there. I could see it.
Oh, my God. They would love it. Will you come?
I can't.
I know.
I can't take it.
It's Monday. It's hard. So it's 4th of July, though. I mean, coming up. So I figure I always go home it's coming up. So yeah. I always go home for 4th of July. So it's like my Michigan thing to do, which I love it because it's sunny and happy and warm. And my brother's going to be there. We're going to miss you. We'll call you.
I miss your brother.
I
love
know.
That guy.
I know you do. So then, yeah, how have you been? What are you doing this
I'm
weekend?
I'm good. This weekend, it's random. My friends are begging me to fly out to St. Louis, Missouri.
Why? And you're not coming to Michigan, but you're going to go to St. Louis. What?
I know. No. I'm not going to go. But my friends are bringing me to go that. So I'm probably just going to go to
Michigan.
San Jose, California.
Okay.
My favorite.
You love San Jose.
Love San Jose. Yeah, I just can't take any work off, man. I wish I could, but, I do. I do radio Monday through Friday.
I know. I know it's tough.
When you're not at work. People notice that you're
people
not at work.
People notice you're out there. That's why, I have to be the boss. But it's when you're the boss, people, whatever. But, and hello to our SiriusXM listeners. We're on Extreme Talk XM 165.
Tweet us if you're listening.
Tweet us if you're listening. It's Sex with Emily and White Menace.
Yes.
Not together. Separately.
Separately.
That would be Sex with Emily and White Menace. What else? So the show this week, Misadvised, was very interesting. If you missed it, they're replaying it on Bravo all week until Monday's episode. And my date is a friend of Menace's, and he took me to a strip club.
Yeah, and it ended up in the Huffington Post.
It was in the Huffington Post that I went to.
They recapped your date.
Exactly. They recapped my date. But it was funny to watch. You liked it.
I loved it.
It's not that I'm not down with strip clubs. It's just that I...
You didn't seem like you were like.
I got to be in the mood. I got to be in the mood. You got to be like, you know what I mean? You don't just go like out to dinner like, let's grab some sushi and go to a strip club. You know, you need to like know that you're going to a strip club.
Yeah.
And I didn't know I was going to a strip club. Not a good first date material, but it was really fun. Love, yeah. Ray Love. He's
and people,
awesome.
And people loved it.
They loved it.
They loved it. I mean, they were joking around like, really? Going to a strip club on your first date? Like, they just thought that was funny. But overall, the people that I read on Twitter, because the hashtag for the show is misadvised. So
misadvised.
If you're
hashtag
on Twitter, just click misadvised and you can just join in on the conversation about the show. And people loved your date. It was
I know.
Cool.
It was hilarious. And then This week is even different. I was going to say even better, but you'll be the judge of that.
Okay.
You can also check out my book, which we talk a lot about on the first episode, Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Could Try Tonight. You can find all this on my website. You should buy my book because it'll help spice up your sex life.
I know. It's like selling like crazy now.
It's selling like crazy. I love it. That's my dream. So I'm very happy that it is selling like crazy. And we got some sex in the news. Is there anything else, Mendes? What else? You're being quiet today. It's weird.
Being quiet? No. I'm tired. I slow down. All the concerts that I'm involved in are all done now, and this is kind of like my resting time until August, where the concerts pick back up, and then I'll go to Chicago to Lollapalooza, and then we have Outside Lands here in San Francisco.
Ooh, I love Outside Lands. That'll be fun.
I know. You love going because they have so much wine.
I just like the VIP section with the wine. Exactly. How'd you know? You know me so well.
I do.
Oh, and
know
I went
you
to Carmel
well.
Last weekend, which was really beautiful.
Wow.
I know, because we haven't talked in a while.
Tell me about Carmel.
Carmel is lovely. Carmel by the Sea is the actual name of the town. Do you know this? It's not Carmel. It's Carmel by the Sea because you're by the sea. By the
ocean.
How long
did it take you to get to Carmel?
2.5 hours. It's really beautiful. I hadn't been there in years. And we like.
Why were you down there?
Just with a friend.
Okay.
Hanging out, little getaway.
All right.
Walked on the beach with a friend, in quotes.
Do you know that they actually shoot an e-reality show in Carmel?
I know. Have you been watching it? I saw the previews to it.
Dina Eastwood. Eastwood and Company.
It's fun?
Oh, yeah. I love it. It's hilarious.
Is it your new favorite show?
It is because Dina.
Oh, my God.
Dina Eastwood is from the same area that I'm from.
Oh.
She's from Fremont, California. I'm from Newark, but I did live in Fremont, California for a while too. And it's cool because she has the same attitude as me when it comes to, you know, fame and money and stuff like that. So I relate to her a lot.
Right.
Because, you know,
what's your attitude?
Oh, she's very like humble and just a conscious of like how much things cost and, you know, she's like how hard people have to work and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, she's not just like, oh, I hit the jackpot because I
married Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood and now I'm just a crazy millionaire. Like, she's very conscious of everything that she's doing. And
yeah. Well, once you – if you struggle and you – Yeah. You know, you always do, I guess. Even if you make a lot of money, you're always like,
yeah, but some people just like forget about everything that they came from.
I can never forget about where I came from.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying about her. Like, I saw clips of it. It looked interesting.
Yeah. So I really like her. She's like crazy and funny. So good. I like her a lot.
Okay. That's good to know.
So I watch. I mean, they have a boy band that's part of the show,
too. That's kind
of
weird.
I'm not really into that part too much, but.
But the girls are cute. Her daughters and stuff.
Yeah. Her daughters are good looking. They're very, they're our age. Well, no. One of the daughters is actually. Her stepdaughter, who's her mom, is like a famous actress.
Oh.
Something Fisher, I think. I don't know.
I don't know either. I haven't
seen
it enough.
But the stepdaughter was the one that was all over the news. Did you hear about that? Well, her boyfriend is this famous photographer who actually used to be a famous X Games skateboarding guy.
Okay.
And now he just does this like really abstract photography, and he decided, oh, I want you to take a chainsaw to this $100,000 Hermes bag and set it on fire. So they did it. They did it on the show.
Oh, my God.
And the photos got out, and like people were just upset about it.
I'm upset about it. I want that bag.
I know you want that bag. Not that the bag can, you know, probably build 3 hospitals in Africa or something like that.
Oh
no,
my
just
God.
Because you want the bag to wear it. That's the people are upset that it's so much money that's just going to waste.
Purses are expensive, but an Hermes bag, you took a thing. Couldn't I just wear it one night out?
No. Well, the stepdaughter who's with this guy is like, can I please just wear it around? So he let her wear it around town for like one day. And then,
that's hilarious. Then I think it. I did hear something about that.
But hey, do you know what? If you have the money to do it and you want to do it, then you know
so
what?
So she's got that much money that she can just...
No, she didn't buy it. It was the boyfriend that bought it and destroyed it.
To make a statement.
Yeah, to make a statement.
It's a bad statement.
Whatever.
Save the bag.
You know what? Again, people can have their comments, but if he has the money to buy it and that's what he wants to do with it, it's America.
It's art.
I don't think it's art.
He's doing art. Well, that's why he bought it to make a statement. It's art. He's a photographer. But
so what? Everyone's a photographer. You got a camera on your phone, don't you?
I know.
You're
a
photographer. You're a pro.
But I try my best. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, we've got our own sex in the news here.
You would be so pissed if that was your boyfriend.
Dude, if that was my Hermes bag and he was like, come up with a chainsaw, I'd take the chainsaw and turn on him. I'd be like, that's my freaking Hermes bag. I mean, I'd be pissed. I mean, they're like $10,000 bags. This is what, $100,000?
This is a $100,000 one.
Was it like gold encrusted or something?
It was crazy, yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, so today's show, like I said, we're going to be talking about orgasms. We always answer your emails that you send to feedback@emilymorse.com. That's the best way to email us, emilymorse.com. And we're going to get into some of those questions later. But first, we got a little bit of sex in the news for you. Okay. A man threatens neighbor with gun for flatulence. Daniel Collins, a 72-year-old man in New Jersey, has been charged with threatening to shoot his neighbor for farting in his home. Collins claims that his neighbor cut the cheese so loudly that he heard it all the way in his home next door. He was charged with aggravated assault and making terrorist threats.
Wow.
Not sure what that has to do with sex, but I thought it was kind of a funny story. Could you imagine that loud and he's threatening him with a gun in New Jersey?
That's
figures.
Ridiculous.
New Jersey, everything happens in New Jersey.
Oh, same bad things about Jersey, eh?
Yeah, I love New Jersey.
New
Florida
Jersey
and
figures.
New Jersey are all the weird stories. It's
yeah,
true. Florida, New Jersey. That's
yeah,
where
Florida
weird shit goes
more
down.
Than anything. I don't know what's going on with people in Florida. Is there like nuclear reactors
there? There must be something going on.
And people in Florida don't get it. Defensive. Just read the news in your town and
exactly
say,
tell us.
Insane?
Isn't it weird? Exactly. If you're in Florida, we love you, but you live in a strange state.
There's like
okay.
websites just dedicated to Florida news, and it's not like you know.
Really? Because it's all
crazy
bizarre.
Stuff. Yeah.
Maybe it's just sunny. The sun gets to their head. I don't know.
Check out FARC.com. FARK.
Okay.
.com, and they just have a button that says Florida, and all you do is click on Florida, and it'll tell you all the wacky stories.
Right. We're not making this up.
No.
Here. Okay. A waitress sues LA bar over short skirt dress code. A woman claims she was fired from O'Hara's bar for complaining about a new dress code for women that required wait staff to wear short plaid schoolgirl skirts and place fans around the restaurant to blow their skirts up. This woman wrote a letter to her boss registering the complaint and then was quickly laid off. I don't know. I mean, they can do that in a restaurant, right? Like Hooters, you got to wear those shorts and the tank top. I mean, if you work at a restaurant.
Yeah, that's required. I mean, the fans are a little bit
that's
excessive.
That's a bit much. What, it's not a strip club, is it? I mean, it doesn't say it's
no.
a strip club. O'Hara's Bar? Sounds like it. I mean, it might be. But that is like every man's fantasy is like a little girl, a woman in this plaid school.
Yeah.
I think she should have stayed. She would have gotten good tips. But I wouldn't want fans blowing up my
– Again, too.
How do you do your job if you're trying to deliver someone a hamburger and your skirt's flying up at your belly button?
Yeah. Again, businesses, man. You got to work that stuff out. You can't fire women after they complain about something because you are going to pay severely, you know?
Well, it's already in the news. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Sex toy company to donate high-tech dildos to military wives. So I actually know this guy who started Real Touch. It's called Real Touch Toys. They're trying to donate 1,000 of their high-tech sex toys to military families, which is kind of like the sex toy that we talked about. The Real Touch is basically an electronic vagina that you hook up to a computer. Then you download the software, pop in a porno, and the Real Touch electronic vagina synchronizes in motion to the actions on the screen. Real Touch can sync their electric vagina to an electric dildo. So basically what the man does to the e-vag –
that's the stuff that I've been talking about forever.
On the women's side and vice versa. Real Touch feels that separated military families will benefit from their products.
I don't get the whole watching a porno thing. They're rather just
– I know.
My envision is like –
You've been talking about this for years and you should have done it.
It's just like a Skype. You
I
know?
Know.
It's just like you Skype. You got the vagina on your side and then they got the dildo on the other side.
Right.
And you know you could be having sex with somebody in New York.
Right.
And you're in California.
That's, yeah, I'd
it's
rather
amazing.
Just have a sex or masturbate.
I know,
but
just
get
say,
it.
Hey, you know what? Dude, you know how many boyfriends and girlfriends you could have all over
oh,
the country?
Oh, you could have sex all over. That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Huh.
You were like, okay, well, I feel like
maybe you
banging
should look into
my cyber girlfriend in Texas
right.
today, you know?
I bet you people are going to start doing that
you
if they're not doing
a
it
player.
Already. Exactly. It's good to have them all spread out, too, so
yeah.
they don't all know each other. What I've learned. Okay, man claims his genitals were burned by a urinal in Arby's. A man in Aurora, Indiana, claims his penis was badly burned while using the urinal inside an Arby's restaurant. He claims that while utilizing the urinal in the men's room, a jet of steam shoot from the urinal and burned his penis. Shot out from the urinal. Apparently, it was a plumbing issue caused when the kitchen sink was in use. People are always hurting their genitalia at fast food restaurants. Like the guy who spilled the McDonald's coffee on his.
Yeah.
What is that about? They're just trying to like sue money. They're just trying to like get money from the fast food chains or something.
Oh yeah, of course. But I mean, if you're really injured severely by something, yes, yeah, then you should get compensation. But if you barely get hurt off some freak accident, you shouldn't be paid out millions of dollars. No effing way. I'm sorry.
I know.
Just have whatever medical fees that you.
Have
them
covered and talk about the pain and suffering and psychological damage and all that stuff. But that's my brother's a personal injury attorney, so
okay,
that's how he makes a living.
Well, I need to call him.
Call him. Okay, elderly man calls fire department to cut off stuck cock ring.
Uh-oh.
A 70-year-old man in England spends 36 hours stuck in a cock ring last week. He arrived at a Manchester hospital unable to remove the sex toy from his genitals. The hospital staff had to call the local fire department to cut the ring off in the same method they do for rescue situations. He and his cock survived, but the ring died. This is an interesting story because I actually, on the first episode of Misadvised, a show on Bravo that I'm doing, I actually have a conversation about a cock ring with my brother. And someone said to me that was the first time it's been on national television, someone talking about a cock ring. Now, I don't know if that's true or false.
What?
You would know because you watch more TV than anyone.
Well, you know what? I can't think of any time that I heard somebody talk about cock
ring. Exactly. And the reason why I talk about it is because the kind of rings that I talk about are not the ones that would get stuck in your penis because they're stretchy. They're stretchy and they fit all penises and there's no way it can get stuck on you. But this is like the metal ones. Like it's like a metal – the ones that people use – whatever. There's like the metal ones. But I like the ones that vibrate and they feel really good for the man. They can help you stay harder, longer. And for the woman, it's got a little vibrator on the end and it hits her clitoris in the right space. And I think everyone in the world should have a cock ring and you could buy one from Good Vibrations. The Neo Vibrating Cock Ring from Good Vibes. You can find it on our product page on our website, sexwithemily.com. And if you use coupon code GVEmily15, you get 15% off and you should buy a cock ring. It's a little,
They have the vibrating ones, right?
It's a vibrating ring. Like, yeah. It is a it's awesome. It's the Neo vibrating ring. So it stretches, it vibrates. You won't be like this man in a hospital trying to get it off because you can easily get it off. There's no problem there. Okay, we've got some emails from the peeps.
Good. Did they say where they're from and how they're listening?
No. Right. Some people do, some people don't. And in fact, we've got a whole bunch of new listeners now because we're doing we've
had
more exposure. So, okay, here's the rules for emailing us at feedback@emilymorse.com. And for years, it was feedback@sexwithemily.com. You could still do that. It's just we're having some issues with the sexwithemily.com email. Mm-hmm. So feedback@emilymorse, M-O-R-S-E. We want to know where you're from. We want to know how you listen to the show. Do you listen to it on your iPhone? Do you listen to it on your computer? Do you listen to it? Whatever. We want to know. And we also want you to be brief-ish. Be as brief as you can with your issues. I don't need that much backstory. Those are the only rules. And we try to get to every email. And if we do answer your email during the show, we will let you know. We'll send you a note. How about that?
Good.
Okay. Dear Emily.
Oh, and listen a lot on Stitcher, too.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Stitcher.
Okay, real quick. This is where we record the show every day is Stitcher. And it's an app where you can download it for your phone. The app is free. And then all you got to do is search Sex with Emily. You can take Sex with Emily on the go anywhere you want to go.
Yeah, Stitcher's amazing.
It's for your iPhone and your Android and for your iPad and your tablet, whatever.
Right. It's a great way to listen to podcasts. It was so funny because I was walking with a friend the other day and she's like, I want to listen to your show, but like, I wish there was a way that I could listen to it on my phone, but I don't get it. I'm like, Stitcher, like, how did she not know? And she was like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. I've always wanted this. Like, it's just amazing. If you like podcasts, Stitcher has thousands, hundreds of thousands.
Yeah. Oh,
tens of hundreds of thousands of podcasts.
Crazies.
Free app. Download it. Listen to our show.
And
we've got like 100 shows.
This is why I'm annoyed by your friends. They don't know stuff like that. And they don't know not to call you during the times that we're doing the show.
I know. You hate my friends. But no one's called yet today.
Because we're doing it at a different time.
That's right. I know. My friends don't know. My friends don't even listen to the show. But no, they do. They listen to the show now.
Whatever.
Your friends don't listen to the show, do they?
Yeah, they do. They like quote the show and stuff like that.
No way.
I swear.
Oh my God.
My friends support me and I support my friends. That's how it goes.
Well, my friends are busy.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Okay. So we got your emails here and thanks for emailing us. We love it. Go to sexwithemily.com for more information. Okay. Dear Emily, hi. I just want to say that I'm a male, 33 and straight. I think your new show on Bravo is awesome, and I think you're unbelievably hot. I wish I lived in San Fran, and I can't believe that guy you went out with took you to a nasty strip club. Anyway,
it wasn't
care.
Nasty. It was a classy one.
It was a classy strip club. He got a private room.
Yeah, it looked nice to me compared to the last strip clubs I've gone to.
I know. And they made it. Honestly, I have nothing against strip clubs. I just would not suggest taking your date to a strip club on the first date.
Maybe actually, the second one.
Right. But thanks, dude. I don't even know who that's from because he didn't sign his name. So to always sign your name. You don't. You can fake your name, but just tell us where you're from. We don't care. Call yourself whatever you want. But it's interesting because I just got interviewed for my book publisher. I have a book called Hot Sex, and you can buy it on Amazon. And they were interviewing me for a video they're doing, and they were like, what's your best first date tips? Because people always ask that. And I was like, you know, or like, what's the great first date to you? And honestly, for me, it's not about like, oh, he picked me up in a limo and we had roses and champagne and then he took me to this fine restaurant. I think it's all about the connection with someone. And then if you have great conversation, you could be like walking in the park. Like, I really don't care if you spend a dime on me. I just want to connect and have conversation and see if I like you or not. So you don't have to plan anything all fancy, super, whatever. Just be a good conversationalist and learn to listen and learn to talk because girls like to talk.
Yeah, they love to talk. That's the number one thing. And just ask questions. And try to have a conversation where you don't say I that much. I. You know, I know you want to relate to something that they're talking about.
Oh, when you bring it back?
And you bring it back, it's like, oh, you're talking about Michigan. Oh.
Oh, I went to Michigan once. Oh, I went to Michigan.
Yeah, I went to the lakes habit. And blah, blah.
Those are called non-listening people and annoying people who are always making it about themselves.
Yeah.
I've been accused of that. But I don't think I do that. I think I've been very conscious of it in my life to not do that as much. Or
I have to catch myself sometimes because I don't want to do it to talk about myself, but I just want to do it to try to keep the conversation going.
Right.
But that's not a good way to keep
it. That's not a good way to do it. Be like, oh, you went there. I loved it. Right. So don't do that. And check out the website for other tips because we have lots of good tips there. Okay, dear Emily, I just bought my wife the Form 2, which she really likes, the Form 2 by Jimmy Jane. We used a water-based lube, Wet Original, but after a while, the lube gets all gummy on her hands and the toy. What lube would you recommend to use with the Form 2 that won't get sticky? Thanks, Tom. Okay, first of all, he's talking about the Form 2, which is my favorite sex toy from Jimmy Jane. Just go to my website. You can check out jimmyjane.com, and they have... There's a coupon code. You can get toys there. It's an amazing toy. I would try Sliquid Organics Silk Lube. It's a half water-based and half silicone-based lube. And so it's a hybrid. So it has a naturally silk and creamy texture. And you can get that at goodvibes.com. And that's a great place to buy it. It's my favorite right now. I have so many lubes, but it is my favorite. It's long-lasting and perfect for people with sensitivity since it also is glycerin and paraben-free. That's Sliquid.
Sliquid.
You're not a lube fan, are you?
No.
I want a lube natural. On every nightstand. You really don't use lube ever?
No.
If I gave you some, would you use it?
Maybe. I mean, you know.
You just don't like any extras.
No, I'm just saying that I haven't. Condoms. I am a... I'm not really dating chicks that require lube.
It's not about – okay. I'm glad you said that. Lube is not a requirement.
Sometimes it is.
Okay, listen. Lube has a bad rap. Everyone says that lube is because I was dry or like there's a problem. So let's bring in the lube. Not about that. Lube actually helps enhances your sex life. And for women, it can just feel really good to have lube rubbed all around on your clitoris and all that stuff. So I think that lube is great to use every time you have sex. And it's fun with a sex toy too. And my mission in life is to have lube on every nightstand in America, in the world. First America, then I'll take over the world with lube.
All right.
Okay. Dear Emily, you're my absolute favorite on Misadvised. You are darling, and it's been fun watching the show. I just broke up with my boyfriend of 2 years and was feeling kind of bummed. Your show has shed some fun light for me. From Lauren. Don't know where she's from.
Dude, Misadvised got so much love on its second episode. Oh, my God.
Oh, you ridiculous. Mean on Twitter?
On Twitter, yeah. It was probably 80% positive.
That's good.
Yeah.
It wasn't really negative. Cool. Yeah, it wasn't negative. That's good.
Yeah, the first episode, I mean, a lot of people are just tuning in because, you know,
yeah, and everyone loves to hate, whatever.
Yeah, so it was kind of like almost, 50-50 on people liking it. But the second episode, when I went and checked it on Twitter, it was like 80% positive.
That's awesome.
And you West Coast people need to really watch too.
Oh, it's more East Coast?
A lot of East Coast people watching. West Coast, come on.
Come on, West Coast. Support us. Monday. West Coast people, Monday, 10 o'clock on Bravo.
Yeah.
Misadvised. Because we love it. We love when you listen. Okay, we love when you watch us. Dear Emily, background. 34-year-old guy, virgin, never had a relationship. This is due to my practically lifelong struggle with major clinical depression. However, with the correct medication, the issues are largely resolved, finally, and I feel great. So as you can imagine, I'm now out there trying to meet the right girl. Positive qualities, I'm handsome, I make $80,000 a year, I'm a graduate degree of University of Michigan, where I went to school. This person's actually from Michigan.
Wow.
Good personality, responsible, good credit. That's good. We won't want anyone in debt.
Good.
And he's fit. Negative qualities, can't think of any. That's what he said.
Wow, pretty confident. I don't know why you would have a problem then.
Any ideas on the best way to address, talk about the issue with lack of relationship at my age, medication, etc.? I don't have an issue with getting Match.com first dates, but getting to date number two seems to be an issue. Maybe it's just a lack of chemistry, but I'm guessing that there are some areas I can improve upon. Thoughts? Thanks, B. So this actually came in today. There was an article in the Detroit News, which is my hometown paper, about Misadvised and the show and all that stuff. So he wrote me this morning, and I just thought it was a really interesting thing. Like, he's 34-year-old virgin, and I would just say that – wow, this is a heavy one because I'm sure there's some areas you can improve on. First of all, it sounds like you're a really confident guy, and I'm glad that you – I would say that you don't need to spill it all on the first date. So I'm not sure if you're feeling the need to tell these women on the first date that, like, you've been depressed or that you're a virgin. Like, I wouldn't even bring that up. I would just, like we were just saying, ask a lot of questions, talk about yourself, talk about what you love, talk about what you're passionate about. And – I know that maybe that you have the inclination that you feel like she needs to know that you're a virgin or that she needs to know that you haven't been dating. But, like, women don't want to hear that. Guys don't want to hear that. Like, just go and being yourself. Keep it positive. Talk about all the things you like. And then I think that that's a good way to start. As far as things you can improve upon, I mean, I would just say, I mean, the sex thing could be tricky. He hasn't had sex yet and he's 34.
Yeah, that's a little tough. Hopefully he's just masturbating a lot.
So I hope you're masturbating and fantasizing.
By the time he has sex, he won't, you know, take 2 seconds and bang.
Right. Masturbate a lot. Also, the most important thing is if you do one of these dates, you get the second date, the third date, and you have sex, don't trip on it. Women, ask her what she wants. Like, please her. Like, figure out how to please her. Ask her what feels good, and I think you will be fine. But I'm proud of you that you – thank you for writing, and I'm glad you got medication and everything. You sound like a great guy.
Yeah. And his email, he sounds pretty
confident. You sound awesome.
Sound confident, and that's what women want.
Confidence is should be – if you are not a confident male or female listening to the show, that should be your life mission, is to cultivate confidence. You should learn – if you're not confident, fake it till you make it. I don't care what you have to do, but that is the number one thing that people find sexy, is confidence in people. And if you don't have it, you're not going to find anyone. I would say also there are some books and some things that you could read that would help you, courses you can take on dating, on relationships. I could suggest them to you, and I will send you an email. Okay, thanks. Next email. How you doing, Menace?
I'm good.
Okay.
I was freaking out because there was some garbage by me.
You hate garbage?
And I just didn't like the garbage, so I had to go.
What are you, like, obsessive compulsive?
Maybe. I just kept on looking at it. I was like,
it's making you tense.
I really want that.
I don't want you to be tense. I want you to be fully
relax.
Present with me.
That's
my iPhone app.
You have an iPhone app. It's called Kegel Camp. And somebody mentioned that. They're like, oh, I'm gonna watch Misadvised as I'm doing my Kegels. So if you don't know, Emily has this app. Again, Kegel Camp.
Kegel
Download
Camp.
It.
It's amazing.
And how does it go again?
It goes tense.
It's guiding
relaxed.
You through it. With
I
your
guide
voice.
You through your Kegel exercises, which are for men and women. And I'm telling you, I've had more. First of all, everyone assumes that the Kegels are just for women. But I've gotten more emails from men who say they see dramatic improvements in their stamina, their ability to stay hard longer, and for women, longer, stronger orgasms. And all it is that it's very simple. I walk you through it, and it's a reminder every day. If you want to set a daily reminder or twice weekly reminder, I don't care what you do, but it pops up. It says time for Kegel Camp, and then you do it for 5 minutes, and your sex life will improve. So download it now in the iTunes store.
All right.
All right. Hi, Emily. I'm 15 years old and I have a big problem. All of my friends masturbate frequently and get orgasms almost all the time. I've never gotten an orgasm or ever felt any difference from masturbating and stroking your arm, aka nothing at all. This is very disturbing for me, and it would mean the world to me if you could help me out with this issue. Lots of love, Julia. Okay, Julia.
Allison.
Not Julia Allison. She's the other woman on the show. Okay, you're 15 years old and you have a big problem. This is not a big problem, sweetie. I'm so glad that you wrote because I'm curious. First of all, you have got to work. You've got to figure out your own body. So I'm glad that you're doing this now. And maybe you're not touching yourself in ways like that make you feel good. So you need to like really experiment and not be all caught up with having the orgasm and sitting there in the moment and thinking, I'm not having an orgasm. I'm not, because if you're in your mind about it, it's not going to happen. So really just a matter of like taking the time to explore your own body and what feels good to you. A lot of women can easily have orgasms. I'm not one of those women. I was not one of those women who like was riding a horse when I was 8 and had an orgasm or was, you know, in the bathtub. Like there's a lot of women who just like had an orgasm and I found those women annoying. It just like Julia, because it's like, why can't that happen to me? I would also say if, you know, I would say commit, do my friend's test. Commit to 30 days of every night you're going to masturbate and you're going to do it for a half hour and you're going to try to figure out what makes you feel good. You can also, if that none of that works and you touch yourself in all these different ways, buy a sex toy. Vibrators can help you have orgasms.
Yeah. I saw this sex toy called the Anal Ripper. First sex toy I've ever seen in my life when I walked in the sex shop.
That was the first one you ever saw?
Yeah.
Years
the,
ago.
It was the Anal Ripper.
I'm sorry to hear that. It doesn't
I wonder if
right.
that's still around.
You gonna look it up?
Yeah.
I
should never ever let anybody look at my phone after looking this up.
So I know. So Julie, I would say that it sounds like you said that it says it's since you feels the same as stroking your arm. I totally get that. I've had that. Like I was like, why don't I feel anything during sex? And I really had to work on understanding my body. Like maybe your nipple, like you need to like touch yourself all over your body. Like take a bath, spend a night alone and just like keep working at it. Keep going for it. And then again, you could also try sex toy. But you, it is not lost. You will have an orgasm. I promise you. We'll keep working on it. Let us know how it goes.
Oh my God. What? I'm trying to find the Anal Ripper
online. Does
it still
exist on the planet?
There's so many different sex toy websites, I can't even tell.
If you want to buy a sex toy, you should just go to my website.
Sexwithemily.com?
Sexwithemily.com.
What's on the products page?
We've got amazing products, actually. We've got.
Because you just revamped your site. I haven't spent much time on
it. You haven't gone to the
it
products
yet.
Page? It's amazing. It's all of our. We have stuff from Good Vibes. Goodvibes.com sells amazing toys, and we've got a coupon code there that you can use. And I actually have a page on their website. It's an amazing store in San Francisco, but they also have a great website. And I think a good beginner vibrator, I mean, we give a bunch of toys that we feature. I have my own page thing, but I think the Pocket Rocket is a great first-time vibrator. It's small. There's also ones that are discreet and quiet. Like Julia's a 15-year-old girl. She might not want her mom to hear her. I don't know. But you could sort by like discreet vibrators or I want an insertion vibrator. A lot of women need clitoral stimulation. Most women need clitoral stimulation. We're going to get into orgasms later. This is all about orgasms. But then I've got the Hitachi Magic Wand, of course, on my website. I've got a cock ring because I think those are important. I'm going to change the world with cock rings and lube. And I've got a lube and I've got a bunch of stuff. Check it out. Okay, we've got another one from a woman who has not experienced an orgasm either. And that will get us into our orgasm show. Hi, Emily. What are you laughing at?
I'm just our
do you
orgasm
know what a bummer?
Show.
Like men are just like, you have orgasms like when the wind blows. And women can't have orgasms. Women have a harder time.
No, this is how nature sucks, man. Seriously.
I know. It's so unfair.
It's just like, why did they make it that way? Make it so hard for you guys to do that.
I don't know. It sucks. That's my life purpose, though, is to help people. And because it's
nature
so hard.
Nature is sexist.
It is.
Seriously.
Like men have a penis. Like you guys can just – like you never like, oh, what if I don't have an orgasm? Like,
yeah,
you
don't
even
have to
worry about
that. I had to give it to you because, you know, you guys got to have kids. You got to go have, you know, having – your periods and stuff like that. You got to go through a lot of crap.
Yeah. Have some compassion
maybe
for
maybe that's
us.
What makes you so effing crazy.
It's, well, know? The hormones of when you – seriously, when we're menstruating as women, our hormones, like literally –
it It's insane.
You are going insane. One day I'm fine, happy, picking roses. The next day I want to chop everyone I know into small pieces, including you.
It's like, but how do you not notice that?
You do. You switch, your brain switches, and you're like, I'm now a serial killer, and I can't do anything about it.
Yeah, but how do you not notice that, okay, I am just being a crazy person right now?
We do notice it, but we can't help it. Mm. You can't help it. You just get crazy. Yeah. And, yeah, it's not fair. I'm not saying that women are crazy.
We gotta send you to Administration Island. There has to be like an island.
There is. There are places in different cultures that they send women when they have their period, like the red tent.
Really?
Yeah, that all the women get together and like probably sit around and eat chocolate chip cookies and eat ice cream and like just bitch about their husbands.
Where do I go?
I know. I'll
check that place
out. It's tough. Okay. Hi, Emily. I wrote you yesterday on Twitter about never experiencing orgasm on my own. I'm a comedian. I have many jokes about this issue, but the reality is it's true. I'm 30 years old and have never had an orgasm. Sex and masturbation feels fine, just not great. It doesn't hurt and I'm able to get very turned on, but there's never a release and I have faked it every time I've ever had sex. I've tried many different vibrators and clitoral stimulation. I've tried muscle relaxers and alcohol because close friends have told me I need to relax. Nothing seems to work. I've never experienced any kind of sexual abuse in my past, and I'm comfortable with my body and far from a prude. I'm worried that my vagina is maybe broken and that getting to that experienced orgasm is completely hopeless. I thought maybe if I had a partner who knew what he was doing and got to know my body that it would happen. But I've been with the same guy for 8 months and it never happens, and he is a very giving lover as far as foreplay and oral is concerned. I have faked it every time with him and don't know how to tell him that I simply can't get there. I've grown to resent him for having to fake it, even though it's my fault for not being honest with him. I just feel like it's too late and would ruin his ego. I also feel like telling him it would be pointless since I feel like it's a physical problem with me and not his lack of skill. Please help. Any advice you give would be extremely helpful. Sincerely, Trisha. Yeah, she was DMing me or IMing me, whatever, on Twitter. She was DMing me. I was like, send in an email. Like, it was like all this stuff. Okay. First of all, you are not broken, Trisha. I think your vagina is totally fine. And I'm curious how much time you actually spend masturbating. And it says you've masturbated a little bit.
Well, tell her the story about
the 30-day
the 30-day in Arizona.
Right. You've heard this. Yeah. But when I was in college, I had my best friend had never had an orgasm, and I hadn't had one either. But this is before I knew her. Anyway, she was like 19. And she went away to Colorado for the summer. She had an internship doing something. And she decided that she was going to spend every single night for 30 minutes or an hour or whatever until she had an orgasm. And she touched herself here and there and everywhere. And finally, by like the third week, like she literally didn't feel anything. She had an orgasm. And to this day, she's now like has three orgasms every time she has sex. Now, let me tell you something. It's about understanding your own body. So that notion that we think that a man is going to all of a sudden have the skills, I've actually decided that it's not. I mean, sure, men can have mad skills with their tongue or their hands or whatever, but it's the responsibility of the woman to claim her own orgasm and to show a guy what feels good and to move in a way that makes it feel good for you. And so since you haven't ever had an orgasm, you don't know what to do during sex and you keep thinking, oh, he's going to do something right this time. He's going to move to the left or the right, but you haven't made it happen for you yet. And I guarantee you the first time it happens, it's probably not going to be with a guy. So you say you've tried a vibrator. I'm wondering if you tried it once. You know how it is. You say like, oh yeah, I tried that. I went to therapy. I went once. Like whenever people say that, like that doesn't count. Like trying a vibrator once, twice doesn't work. I mean, you need to make this your life mission. You should go to your doctor, of course, and get a checkup. I don't know if you're on any medication. You didn't say you were. But if you are, if you're taking antidepressants, that could absolutely have an impact on your ability to have an orgasm. But your vagina is not broken. Your friends are right that you need to relax and you need to masturbate. You need to dry yourself a bath. You need to get out of the bath and just like touch your body and figure out what makes you feel good. But I would also for sure get checked up by your doctor. Talk to your doctor, talk to your physician and tell them the problem.
Yeah, I mean, I always say tequila, but she said that she's already tried alcohol.
She's tried alcohol.
Which is baffling to me.
It's baffling. Menace always has an orgasm when he drinks. But no, I would just say that, yeah, well, we're going to move into the orgasm show right now. So this is going to help all these women who can't have orgasms, which is really frustrating. Can you imagine, Menace, if you like at 30 years old and you never released?
Yeah, that would be
like you'd be like, yeah, it's. I feel sad. I'm sad for her, I'm going to help her right now because we are going to get into orgasms.
All right.
But what were you going to say? Tell me what?
Tell me about your first orgasm. If you can remember.
I remember. It was in college. It was amazing.
Okay, so descriptive.
I was on top, and he was on the bottom, and I don't know what happened, but it was like lightly like rubbing against him. I was, and all of a sudden I felt it, and it came, and it was amazing. But it didn't happen like very frequently after that, and I have to really like, I am not an easily orgasmic woman. Shock. Wow. But I'm not. And so I you know, a lot of women need to use like sex toys during orgasm. They need clitoral stimulation. But that, my first one was in college with a boyfriend. And I was like, thank God. But it didn't happen a lot with, I think it only happened once with him.
Was there anybody that you had it a lot with?
Yes. Like,
oh man, it happens all the time with this
person. Yeah, there was.
Why do you think that was?
He was hot. This was a long time ago.
Oh, it's all about
looks.
It's
not looks. That he was hot. That was a stupid
all
thing
about
to say.
Looks.
I feel like if, like,
it's
I,
all about
I, can
looks.
We just strike that from the record that I said he was hot? He was hot because, no, but he was hot because he was so sexual and he so opened up my eyes. This was like in my like early 20s. He was just really experimental and I love that. And I learned a lot about sex through him. Like he did things like, you know, we watched porn together and I had never done that before. He bought me a vibrator. I had never had a vibrator before. And he was like very patient and he was very into sex and very like found me very attractive. It was very affirmative towards, made me feel very sexy. And so with him, I could frequently, but not every time. These women who have orgasms every single time, I think it's amazing, you know? So that's what it was. Yeah, I think it was the guy. But I want to say one more thing about this last email that I didn't because it was a long one. And I just wanted to say that you don't need to tell him she's feeling guilty now and resenting him. And I just want to say you don't need to tell him. You can still work this out on your own. He doesn't need to know that you've been faking it. Because would you want to know that a woman has been faking it for 8 months?
Oh, hell no.
Right. Okay. So the female orgasm. Let's break it down.
Okay, if you can.
I can. Okay, so what are some of the obstacles to achieving orgasm? It can be a number of things that prevent people from experiencing them. And the first thing, number one thing, what do you think it is?
Money.
No. Money. They don't got enough money for an orgasm.
Yeah,
I'm broke. I can't get myself an orgasm.
No, I can't, you know, give a woman an orgasm because I can't give them a $100,000 Hermes bag. Please tell me that you would have an orgasm if somebody bought you.
I might. $100,000. I might have one right now if it walked in the door.
Yeah.
But the first problem, obstacle to achieving orgasm is the mind. Our mind can actually trick us. The brain is the largest sex organ.
Yeah.
And so our mind can actually trick us out of orgasmic bliss, meaning the way you think and feel about yourself and your body can hinder your ability to orgasm.
Of course.
If you're in your mind and you're tripping out and you're like, oh, my ass looks fat and these pants, whatever it is, or you're worried about your life, or you're worried, thinking about your to-do list, you are not going to have an orgasm. It's in your mind. So you have to get to a relaxed state where you're just focusing on your breath or your body or wherever it feels good. But don't be thinking. Don't be thinking, am I going to have an orgasm? Am I this or that? That is the number one hindrance. And I want to say that these are not anorgasmic women. We'd like to say pre-orgasmic because maybe they haven't had orgasms yet. So it's still helpful. The next most popular thing that prevents people from having orgasms is medication. So antidepressants, like, huge. And I think it's like, I don't even know what the numbers are now. Like one out of every whatever, with five women or whatever people are taking an antidepressant. So it sucks because you take an antidepressant because you're depressed and you need it. And then all of a sudden you're feeling better and then you can't have an orgasm. It's like, hi, here you go. We'll make you happy, but we're going to take away like the best thing in the whole world from you.
Or you can just go forever. But then not orgasm.
Right. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
So I would say that talk to your doctor. If you experience sexual side effects, you can oftentimes offset the problem with another medication or specific exercises. Like Kegel exercises, they can help you have intense orgasms as women. 5 minutes a day. Kegel Camp. Download it now. One of the top reasons why people can't achieve orgasm is sex beliefs. Many people's beliefs around sex are influenced by their family, their friends, and religious institutions. A lot of people are raised that sex is shameful, that, you know, they'll go blind or whatever it is. They're embarrassed about that and that these beliefs can also hinder their sexual satisfaction. So, like, I know that I was dating a guy a long time ago who family was like super, super religious, and he grew up literally like terrified to masturbate, never masturbated, was a freak, went to his religious institution every single day and was just told like sex is wrong, it's bad. And as an older guy, you know, he was like, it was still in his 20s wreaking havoc on him because of the messages that he got from his family and his religious institution. Yeah. And you had some of that, right?
No.
Of getting girls pregnant. Not religious, yeah, but you were afraid from, you had messages from your family.
That if I had sex, then I would get a girl pregnant.
Right, right.
And then so that's why I held off until I was like 18.
Right.
Which was good anyways. I don't care.
You don't care because now you don't worry about it.
Yeah. It was funny. I was watching Clerks 2 the other day.
Oh, I love it.
Love Clerks 2.
Love Clerks 1, but I don't know 2. But.
Yeah, 2 is pretty funny because in 2, there's a guy that they work with that's super religious. And they're like, oh, co-workers ask him, so have you had sex with your girlfriend yet? And he's like, no, I can't. And he's like, why? Because she has a troll down there. We're like, he's like, what? He's like, yeah, there's a troll in her vagina. And if I have sex with her,
it's going to eat my penis.
It's going to eat my penis. And so I have to wait until she's 18 and then the troll dies. And I was like, and then they're like, well, you make out with her. He's like, oh, I can't make out with her. And they go, is there a mouth troll? And he's like, yeah, there's a mouth troll.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. That is funny. I would watch it now.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
But it is true that people have these beliefs.
Like crazy.
Crazy, yeah. Crazy beliefs. So get rid of all those stuff. If you got to go to therapy and you believe sex is wrong or bad or evil, or you're going to go blind or get someone pregnant, just go work on
that. There's like people that eat tiger penis because they think it's going to help them perform better sexually. You know, right. It's just like there's so many crazy things out there that people
crazy. So like, I know, crazy, crazy things. But we're here to tell you that it is not beyond your reach to have amazing sex. Okay. So this is my advice for women. Like, these are the two women you just wrote in who can't have an orgasm. I don't believe that a woman can truly say she can't have an orgasm unless you put in ample time figuring out your body. So like my friend who spent 30 days doing it, you might have to spend 60. You might take you a week. But it's just like everything. It's like going to the gym. Like you have to exercise those muscles. You have to figure out what makes yourself feel good. And you just have to try it. No guy is going to come in like that whole theory that someday my prince will come and so will I. You know, some guy's going to ride in and you're going to – not going to happen. You need to spend time alone. So how do you experience a more fulfilling orgasm? One of the most important things about having a more fulfilling orgasm is breathing. Do you know that a lot of people hold their breath during sex? And it's actually the breath that helps you have a fulfilling orgasm so you can like breathe in and breath. Yeah. I feel like I do that too sometimes. Like during sex, I realize like, oh my God, I'm not breathing.
Yeah, when even if you're in the gym, you got to breathe.
Yeah,
you know?
You got to breathe when you're at the gym. You got to breathe when you're having sex. Breath plays a huge role in orgasm, but many women and men automatically hold their breath without knowing it. Sexual energy travels through your breath, and it's through the breath that we feel. So make sure that it's like meditation. It's like anything. Mm-hmm. Also, another thing you can do, prolonged foreplay. I haven't even brought up foreplay yet. It's been like a while in the show, and I haven't even brought up foreplay.
I know. You used to promote it so much. You have to make out for at least 3 hours before you penetrate.
Touch her left nipple for 6.5 hours before you move on to the right. Just kidding.
Yeah. And then you wait 8.5 hours till you can even pull your penis out.
Right.
That's how you talk.
No, I don't. I think that I just said 40 minutes of oral sex is nice.
What? And no one agreed with you.
I know. 20 minutes. Okay. Prolonged foreplay can enhance orgasm because you are building up. Like for women, like it's like that build up. So, you know, go down on your girlfriend, your partner, your whoever for a while, you know, 10, 15 minutes. It just might even get her warmed up. But women can't go from 0 to 60 like men can. We can't get as turned on, and you need to do that. You need to touch other erogenous zones and get her turned on. Vibrators can also enhance an orgasm. If you've never had one, like I said, the pocket rocket or the small bullet vibrator for clitoral stimulation is great. And if you've never had one and you've tried everything and like nothing has worked, you got to get the Hitachi magic wand.
which you have just been promoting since I've known you.
Yeah, as the it's kind one. Of an amazing vibrator. You plug it into the wall. It is the Mack truck of all vibrators.
Even, it's not even a vibrator though, right?
It's like a massager, a body massager. Yeah. That's what they sell it at. You get it. It does actually help your back. It will feel good if you rub it on your back. If you have tight or your arms or your legs, you can
and
use it everywhere.
And it is made by the same company, Hitachi, which like makes my television.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. I wonder if you can sync
because
them.
Because they don't promote it as a sex toy, like we just said.
Right, they don't. They really don't because it actually can be used like that way. But my other favorite –
which it's supposed to be for.
Right, exactly. But there's also other like great orgasms that you could use for – there's great vibrators that you can use during intercourse that are kind of – they're discreet and you can just hold them on your clitoris because that's how most women need it and they can just like – you just hold it there and you'll have an orgasm.
You know, Candy from The Real Housewives.
Yes.
She has bedroom candy and she has that one clitoral thing. It looks like
a lipstick.
Not lipstick. The one that looks like, you powder your face.
Oh,
with,
yeah. Fit compact.
A compact.
Those
looks
are
crazy.
Awesome. You can buy, if you want to, if you watch Candy Burris on Real Housewives of Atlanta, you can go to my page, goodvibes.com. Go to my website and you can search for Candy stuff and they sell all her products there and they all look like makeup.
Yeah.
They look like compacts. They look like lipsticks.
They're selling like crazy. Yeah.
They are selling like crazy because people are like, oh, cool. It's lipstick. No one will know that I have my vibrator with me. That they're actually lipstick one is a really good one to use during sex. Yeah. Because you wouldn't know.
I felt bad for her. I was actually watching Annie Cohen did like top 20 reunion moments.
Okay.
And I forgot, but her fiance passed away all of a sudden, like a couple of years back during the first couple seasons. Yeah. And then she was like really emotional on there about it, talking about it.
I didn't know that.
She's immediately like, she was saying how she was on, she just saw him. And then she said like within an hour, she got like a call saying there was like an accident or something.
Oh my God, that's awful.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. She was on the show a while back.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
It was very sad.
Aw. Did you watch that whole countdown 20 thing?
Yeah, I did.
I saw it, but I didn't watch it.
Oh, you don't watch it.
I need to watch tonight.
You don't even watch your own show.
I do watch my own show.
No, you don't.
I watched it this week. Everyone turn into Bravo. Tune into Bravo 10 o'clock Monday night.
And if you're international, because we have a lot of international listeners, you can download it from iTunes.
You can download it from iTunes.
Just search Misadvised and it pops right up.
Misadvised. The first episode is free.
Yeah. I had friends from out of the country download and watch
really?
It.
Really? What'd they say?
They'd
say
it.
You were hilarious?
Of course. No. They really liked it.
That's good. Just coming up.
They should like it.
They should like it because it's a great friggin' show and you should all watch it. Misadvised. Yeah. Okay. So here's some advice for men.
Yes.
To better understand the female orgasm.
Okay.
Because I know it's confusing to you.
It's not confusing. I just got to put the extra effort to make it happen.
Okay. So men, number one, you need to learn to be patient with the female orgasms. One of the biggest obstacles for women is concern that they're taking too long to get there. We're worried about it too. I know that you're annoyed. Guys are like, oh my God, how long is this going to take? But believe me, we are 10 times more conscious of that. So if a man is stressed that she's not getting there and that there's a lot of worrying about orgasms, that will thwart the entire orgasm plan. He's worrying, she's worrying. The number one thing to do is to relax. Studies have shown that relaxation is the single most important factor to bring a woman to orgasm. So give her a little back massage, rub her down, use a massage candle, whatever it is. It's like when we're in our mind and we're having sex right away, like after work, you're stressed. If you're not relaxed, especially as a woman, you are not going to have an orgasm. And I think that's why I didn't have an orgasm for so many years because I was a late bloomer orgasm wise because I'm a stress case. Like I was in college, just like I am now. Like I'm always obsessing about work and in college, I was obsessing about my work. Like I was obsessed then too about like, oh my God, I have so many papers to write. Like I think I didn't know how to relax. And if you don't know how to relax, you should take a meditation class, buy a meditation CD, like learn how to relax and employ those methods during sex. So another piece of advice for men to understand the female orgasm is to women who are worried about the way they look and especially down there are less likely to orgasm during sex. So guys, she might feel embarrassed or ashamed about her body. You've been with a woman like guys like leave the lights off, at least she leaves her shirt on.
Yeah.
So you got to flatter her. You got to tell her how hot she looks. I'm sorry, but women need to hear that menace.
Flattery
will get you everywhere in this case.
You used to say that I had to compliment a woman 20 times a day.
10 times a day.
But still, that's way too much.
Five?
No.
I don't know any woman who'd be like, no, that's too much. Yeah, it may just but be no, like, no, no. Like it's I was not telling healthy. You, I was it's recounting that I was recounting.
It's not healthy.
It is healthy.
No, it's not.
Listen to me. I was recounting.
It makes the relationship one-sided. It does.
I'll compliment you back. I like your glasses.
That's great.
Listen, women get insecure about these things. Men do too. And so if we are not feeling like adored, like you asked me why was the sex so good with that guy that I dated like years ago. It's because he made me feel sexy. Like I didn't know my own sexual energy and power. Like I felt, you know, I was attractive, whatever, but he made me feel like sexy. He was like, I knew that I turned him on and he let me know that. And he told me that and showed me that in different ways. And that gave me a lot of confidence.
What happened with that relationship?
He wanted to move in together.
Really?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
And then we broke up.
People. Emily has never lived with somebody.
I know. Is that
how
weird?
How crazy is that?
Well, how many girls have you lived with and what happened to those relationships?
I lived with like 3 girls.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well,
they wanted to cuddle. One of them wanted to cuddle. The other one wanted to touch her balls.
She wanted to go party more, remember? And I said, you know, I got to focus on work. And then so we broke up then. And the other one was just like, it was just the relationship was too crazy. And then I love living with people. I love cohabitating. It's awesome.
I think I would be more open to it now.
I feel like a team. You feel like a team. And
yeah, because someone takes out the trash.
Well, you're getting things done together, you know? But you, I don't know what's so scary about that to you.
I just wasn't ready. I was not ready.
Okay. You're talking about when? How old were you?
I was like 25.
Wow.
I just wasn't ready, but he was adorable, and we're still kind of friends. But yeah, okay.
That's terrible.
What?
You should have did it.
I should have did it, and then so yeah. Only so I could be splitting up book collection or something. Like, no. I think it's good that I haven't. I've lived with, I had roommates, but never a man. Okay. The next thing for guys to understand about the female orgasm is to pay close attention. If you finally hit a spot on a woman and it's working for her, don't change up positions. This is like one of the biggest mistakes that guys make. When you notice that she's like getting there, you go faster. Guys go faster and faster, faster. They're like, oh my God, she's gonna get there. No, do exactly what you were doing. Keep doing that. Not faster, not slower. Keep doing that. You have to vary the technique, of course, at the beginning, but stick with it till she gets there. When you change the move at the wrong time, you put the whole kibosh on the orgasm. She's like close, and then you like went too fast, too slow, whatever. You like did something. You got so excited that she was excited, and then the whole orgasm was fizzled. And it's like the lost orgasm. It's very sad. So don't do that. Why do guys do that?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Okay. So that's just about paying attention. So pay attention like to where she is and where she's getting, and if she's getting there or not, because. Don't just switch it up at the wrong time. Don't change horses in the middle of the stream.
Yeah. You know, you have another app, not to plug things, but it doesn't seem like you give it love that much anymore.
I don't give my other app. It's called 101 Sex Tips from Sex with Emily. And it's a really good app. And I don't know why I forget to plug it a lot.
Yeah, because you have a book that has like a similar type of name. That's why.
Maybe. It's a really good app. 101 Sex Tips from Sex with Emily. Download it now. And then also buy my book, Kegel Camp. Buy my other app, Kegel Camp, and my book, Hot Sex.
Hot Sex, 100.
Over 200 things you could try tonight.
Okay. Is it for the Kindle yet?
No. They're not doing it. We just had this talk because.
Why are you not doing
electronic? There's all these rules about, like, because it's so graphic, the book. Like, there's really beautiful illustrations in the book, and there's, like, a problem getting it through iTunes or something.
Well, iTunes, that's never going to happen because they don't let content like
but
that.
But, yeah, I don't know why they don't do it on the Kindle.
Yeah, they have Kindle Fire, which is color, and your book is very colorful.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah, let's break it down again. Okay. You actually took photographs of people having sex.
Yep.
Not like porns or anything.
No, not porn.
And then they illustrate them in such a way. I'm trying to see if there's like a movie that I can explain how they do it.
Yeah, it's like a movie.
Yeah. Kind of sort of if anyone saw Sin City, a little bit like that.
Okay.
That's the style of the imagery. But I think, you know, the Android, they're down with the porn. You know, you would think it would be down. It would work on a tablet and then Kindle Fire, which is color.
I should talk to the – we just talked about it.
You know, forget Apple. Apple is my number one product, but I know them very well, and they're not going to push something like that.
I know, but I don't know why he was so – because, I guess the Kindle, but what do you release it through then? Like, what's it called? Just like the publisher can – whatever, but –
yeah.
You could buy the book.
My buddies are making so much money on books now through just digital.
Really? What kind of books? What are their books about? They wrote a book?
Yeah, they wrote a book.
Like an ebook?
Yeah. But no, they have hard copies too.
Right. I know.
Yeah.
I know. I would just like
to. We got to figure this out. If anybody knows any suggestions, because the only thing is the
graphic
photographs.
Nature. Yeah, it's beautiful though. It's a beautiful book. It doesn't make you offended. Like, it's literally, oh, did I tell you that my friend said to me that she's like, oh my God, my husband and I, they've been together 8 years. She's like, we used your book last night.
What?
And it was amazing. And I was like,
how they do it?
I was like, what did you do? Like, there's 200, like, I'm dying to know, like, what position. Mm-hmm. And she's like, we gave each other foot massages. And she's like, it was the most intimate thing that we had done because we hadn't been intimate. Like, there's a difference between having sex and being intimate, but it like brought them closer together because they were like touching each other's feet and like massaging, and like they got into the whole massage, and she's like, we had amazing sex, and she goes, and I feel so much closer to him. You know how good that makes me feel?
That's good.
That's why I'm on the planet.
Yeah. Well, talking about marriages, I was just showing you a movie trailer before the show started.
Looks good.
People got to watch it. It's with Meryl Streep, and it's called Hope Springs, and it's about a couple that's been married forever, and they just kind of lost the spark. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Check it out. Hope
check
Springs.
It out. Hope Springs. Okay, everyone. Well, have a great weekend. Be sure to check out Misadvised on Bravo TV, 10 o'clock Monday night. And thanks for listening to the show. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@emilymorse.com. Thanks for listening. Hey, guys. Can I ask you a question? How are your balls feeling right now? Are they super clean and dry? Does your partner complain or is not always willing to go downtown? If so, I've got something for you. I've just launched a new product called Down Under Comfort from my brand Emily & Tony. It's really unique. It's a cream to tapioca powder formula that is designed to keep men fresh and clean down under or wherever they need. And girls can use it too, under their breasts, their lower back, anywhere they want to stay fresh. So help keep this podcast free and your balls dry. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, and you're welcome.